الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال لو يؤتى الناس بدعواهم لعدعا رجال أموال قوم ودماءهم لكن البين على المدعي واليمين على من أنكره أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, today the Hadith Sharif that I have read to you is a very famous, renowned saying of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he explains a very important rule related to justice, related to how we deal with one another in the courts, a rule of law, you can say. And it is a principle which, inshallah, you will see, is binding upon us and is required for a smooth, running, fair and just society. And before I explain the actual hadith and translate it for you, I'd like to first remind you of a story that has been going on in this country for the last 5-6 months, and it is still ongoing. In May of this year, there was a small family who were holidaying in Portugal, the McCann family, and one evening the small child Madeline McCann went missing, and since then there has been no information about whether this girl is still alive or not, about her whereabouts. And you have seen on the TV, you have read in the newspapers how for the last few months there has been a very high profile search for this girl, a well publicized media involvement trying to find out what exactly has happened to this small girl. And they have been appearing on all means of media, and they have been trying to find out where exactly their daughter is, whether she is still alive. And unfortunately, up until today, we do not know A, whether she is still alive, or B, whether she is in that area, or maybe some other parts of the country or some other parts of the continent. About a month ago, this whole case took a very awkward and surprising twist. What happened was is that the Portuguese police were having difficulties perhaps in trying to pinpoint what exactly had happened on that night. And accusations started coming out that the parents of the child, the parents of Madeline McCann, had themselves actually been involved in perhaps the murder of the girl or the disappearance of the girl. And you will remember that about a month ago, all of a sudden, the media attention, rather than going on to actually finding the girl, went on to accusing the parents of murdering her. And what happened was that you will remember that the parents were almost forced to come back to England. And even when they came back to England, they were chased by the media. They were haunted, you could say, and taunted. And people were asking them all kind of questions about the whereabouts of their child. The important point to note about this is that when this actual accusation was made by the Portuguese police, there was no evidence behind it. It was just mere accusations. They said that we think that you might have murdered them. And they had very little evidence to support that claim. And you will remember that there were some examples about the DNA on one of the teddy bears in the car, but later they found that was nothing to do with it. And other than that, they had very small evidence. But since then, since that episode about a month ago, and up until now, the parents are now in the situation where they are fighting two battles. Firstly, and perhaps most importantly, they are trying to find their daughter. But secondly, the other battle that they are having to fight now is to try to clear their own name, try to defend themselves against these accusations that they themselves murdered or are responsible for the disappearance of their child. They are having to prove it. And coming to the Hadith Sharif now of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Al-bayyinatu 'ala al-mudda'i wal-yaminu 'ala man ankara." That is almost a golden rule of law, a golden rule of justice, that evidence has to be provided by the person who makes the claim or accusation. It's his job to produce the evidence. وَالْيَمِينُ عَلَى مَنْ أَنْكَرَ. And the person being accused
he doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do is deny the claim. And if required, he has to take a qasam, he has to take an oath on it. So in this situation here, what we find in this Madeleine McCann case is that the people being accused are having to produce the evidence at the same time that we didn't murder our own child. And this is completely wrong and against the principles of our religion and the principles of basic justice. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this further in this actual hadith. He said that if people were given what they wanted according to their claims, لَوْ جُؤْتَ النَّاسُ بِدَعْوَاهُمْ, then what would happen is that the rich and powerful people would make claims and accusations against the poor and weak people, that this is mine, this belongs to me, this land is mine. And the rich and powerful would sit back, where the poor people and the weak people, they would have to try to defend that and try to prove that it is not theirs. And what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is trying to highlight is that the person who makes the claim, who makes the accusation, it's his job to produce the evidence. It's his job to actually say that this is the evidence in front of me. And the person who is being accused, or the person who is the defendant, if required, then he has to claim, he has to make an oath in front of the court, in front of the judge. And otherwise, if you don't do that, then imagine what kind of situations we will find ourselves in communities on the national level, on the international level. You will find that the mighty countries will invade the smaller countries and then say to them, well, this is part of our territory from thousands of years ago. And the smaller country would then spend most of their time trying to prove that it is not. It is up to the, if the bigger country and the more powerful country believe that this is their territory, then it's their job to prove it. It's their job to show the evidence that this is the case. It is not for the smaller and the weaker people to spend their time and effort in trying to prove otherwise. Imagine how much disruption that would cause on an international level from this Hadith Sharif. Firstly, there are two points that perhaps we need to contemplate upon. And the first point really is to try to remind ourselves that when exactly our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said these words, that he said these 1400 years ago, he said this in the midst of an ignorant age, in the midst of a dark age, you can say, where we had no real idea of civilization, of democracy, of development. There was no idea, there was no political system where you had an executive and a legislative and a judiciary, a separate system of courts. There was no justice at that time. Not just in the Middle East, but perhaps elsewhere in the world, it was the rule of the strong. The stronger would overcome the weak, that the oppressors would overcome the oppressed. But at that time, and in those kind of circumstances, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid down a law and explained a simple rule of law that is relevant and is of dire need and importance today as well. And secondly, and upon this I will conclude, is that we often hear this expression time and time again, that Islam is a complete way of life, it's a complete way of life. Well, it's when we hear narration from the Prophet like this that we understand that Islam is not just to teach you how to behave in the mosque. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come merely to teach us how to perform prayer or how to recite the Quran and when to give sadaqah and when to give zakat. And if people understand the role of the Prophet just as that, then they have misunderstood the mission of the Prophet. That the Prophet, he came as a hadi, as a guide, and the word hadi does not necessarily mean just in religious affairs. That he told us about how to deal publicly and privately. He told us how to deal with your money, he told us how to deal with your children. And here we see that he told us, gave us much guidance in the political sphere, in the judicial sphere, and how perhaps we should conduct our business. And from this we really understand what it means to say that Islam is a complete way of life. That there is perhaps no aspect of our own lives, our worldly lives. Obviously the guidance for the akhirah is clear from the Holy Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet. But for worldly advice, the extent that we can gain advice and hikmah and wisdom from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Quran, is perhaps beyond our limited understanding. And we should spend more time in trying to seek this advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to study the words of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to apply them to our lives. آمين وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين.
سبحان الله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.
آمين.
وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
آمين.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
آمين.
اللهم أعنا على تلاوة القرآن وذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك.
آمين.
وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.